Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know it's time for Monday Musings with John Perillo. John, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Good. Hey, John, doesn't it seem like, just so you guys, I may not have mentioned it, Cutie and I were out in California or Denver to visit my son, Bobby, who's out there. And then we went down to Colorado Springs and saw the whole Perillo Savico gang. And doesn't it seem like we could pop over tomorrow and see you?
No, we'd love that.
No, but doesn't it seem like it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It brings some real immediacy. And I know we talk on the phone every week, but I don't know. Anyway.
We need to do more of that. I would love to do more of that. You know, because I think the format limits the conversation, obviously. And to your listeners, you know, I really enjoy this time. But it's hard to have the kind of give and take that you really need to explore topics until you get face to face, and when we do, it's a joy. I mean, it really is.
Now, many of you remember we started this program with John Perillo and Monday Musings. Actually, came up with the name early on. That it went from the rise of Western civilization, Egypt, around the Horn and the Mediterranean, to all the way to Rome and then to Great Britain and then here. And when we got to the United States in the development of Western ideas, Western thought, we got to the Federalist Papers. And John's a bit of an expert on that. And it was great. And this is the anniversary, 1787, of the first of the Federalist Papers. This date, that year. I brought that to John's attention. Now, it's not our subject for today, but I just wanted to let all of the listeners out there know that this is where we started it all.
Right. And then for your listeners, you know, there's so much wisdom in those papers. And you know, just one example, if somebody were to tell you that the Second Amendment, for instance, applies only to militias, well, that's true. And then you have to read what Hamilton says about militias and what they are. And it's nothing like what the people who are against gun ownership, for instance, are telling you. It has nothing to do with that, right? Or when we try to understand why our president isn't direct or wasn't directly elected, or what the role of the judiciary should be. All that stuff is, you know, because the Constitution has its words and it's somewhat limited. And then when you get to the Federalist Papers, they really dig into it a little bit more deeply to say, this is what we are thinking. Because as Bob had alluded to in the past, the Federalist Papers were really a series of op-eds that wound up in newspapers that were designed to get the population to understand what this new Constitution that was proposed. It wasn't signed at the time. You know, what are we proposing for this new form of government? So, you know, the Hamilton and Jay and Madison, they dig in deeply into what the thought process was behind it. So they're fascinating. And Bob, you're right. At some point, you know, we have to get back to that. We could talk about undefeated Navy now being ranked 23 in the coaches poll.
Yeah.
And they can't take advantage of this.
Remind me again. I don't want to forget when Chet Parlavecchio is on. I want to bring that up to him. I just keep forgetting. But he'll be on at 11:05. John, the other thing, I remember there's a guy running for county commissioner here now. And he's carrying on spitting and screaming. That's Mike Cappellini. Just the other week at the No Kings protest about democracy. And I said to him one time at a party, I said, Mike, this is not a democracy. This is a Democrat Republican. He went out of his mind. And I literally went out of his mind screaming and yelling. And I'm like, man, could you be that ignorant? And you're out there speaking publicly, and this is what they do.
Right. So that, and again, I actually have a topic for today, but whatever. Bob's absolutely right. The idea, you have to remember that what was going on before we became a country were 13 independent colonies, all existing on their own. The states were completely autonomous. Their fear was that Great Britain and France and Spain would take them over, because Spain had a very big presence in the West and in the South, Florida area. The British were very upset about the fact that that they weren't collecting all the taxes that they needed to, and the French were the French, right? So the states are saying, how do we form a union that helps us defend ourselves? But how do we avoid the same mistakes that made us want to leave Great Britain to come here, right? So it was around religious freedom. It was around not having a king. Right. So the debate about the presidency was very, very, severe. They didn't want this all powerful presidency. They wanted the states to have states' rights, and the states could the idea was that electors were going to be nominated by the state legislatures, and they would select the president, because each of the states had their own needs. I mean, all this stuff that we don't teach anymore. So Bob's absolutely correct. We are not a democracy. We were never designed to be a democracy. And not only were we not supposed to be a democracy, the founders had a very profound fear of democracy. If they believed,
and an understandable one. That's mob rule. They understand what
that
means. And by the way, the ironic thing, they don't even know it. The Democrats are screaming and the left wingers are screaming about democracy, actually want mob rule. You could see it.
Well, and again,
they just don't know what it is.
And as longtime listeners know, I try not to be too political, but yes, as you look at when you see mobs saying this is what we want, that is precisely the thing that our founders were scared of, right? Because Aristotle and Plato, well, Plato had thought that we could have a bunch of philosophers in charge, and Aristotle said, no, we need to have a smaller group of very smart people in charge, and all this stuff as Bob alluded to, through the Romans and the Greeks, and all this comes to the system that we have now. But there was none of them believed that you should have the mob in charge. None of them.
Yep.
Right? And so now when you see the mob and you see politicians responding to the mob, that is precisely the thing that our Constitution was designed to prevent. So that's an important thing.
John, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've only got a couple minutes, but I want to talk about start talking about your original subject, because I diverted you. So hang on with us, and we'll come back. John Perillo, Monday Musings. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, let's go back to John Perillo, Monday Musings. All right, John, knocked you off track completely, but for an important subject to which you have great knowledge. But let's get back to one of the things you were talking about. I'm guessing this, or wanted to talk about this New Jersey governor's race.
Right, and remember, right after Mutual of Omaha, I think was Jacques Cousteau, so that was the other thing I...
Oh,
so
that's anyway. Yeah, that was a good lineup. It really was. Yeah, was you learned a lot.
Yep, and for those of us who are coastal people, that was fascinating. But hey, before I actually wanted to talk about the court case about redistricting, but before I get to that, which we may not get to this week, I do want to take a brief second to comment on the parent scandal of Mickey Sherrill, who's a New Jersey candidate for governor.
I've been meaning to ask you about that. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, Mickey Sherrill, a left-wing lunatic congressperson from New Jersey, is running for governor there against a guy named Jack Chiarelli, who he's just great. He will be a great governor. Anyway, he's within the margin of error, at least, or close at this point. But Sherrill's got a problem with the truth on a lot of issues. But one of them is, and she keeps talking about, she's a Naval Academy, whatever, or attended the U.S. Naval Academy, which our friend John Perillo did. She was not found guilty in the cheating scandal, but she didn't get to walk for graduation. And nobody better to speculate or postulate on what that might have meant than John Perillo. Fire away, John.
Okay, thank you for the lead in. And so your listeners know I'm not really going to talk about the candidates themselves or whether who's better or whatever. But Ms. Sherrill, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the honor codes of the United States Naval Academy and West Point, because they're actually different. Or were is probably a more accurate way of saying that, because I'm a little bit before Ms. Sherrill's vintage. But back then, the military academy at West Point, their honor concept said that a cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate anyone who does. And the U.S. Naval Academy's honor concept, which would have applied to Ms. Sherrill, omits the second part of that sentence. Ours was just that we don't lie, cheat, or steal. And the reason for that difference is that the mids at the Naval Academy are given the option of confronting either theft or cheating, and then making a personal judgment call on what we believe happened and whether we believe that is worthy of kicking that person out. Whereas at West Point, if you've witnessed cheating or stealing and you don't report it, you are guilty of cheating or stealing. So there is a little bit of a difference there, and I think it's a critical difference, and I personally like the Naval Academy for a lot of reasons, but the point is that had seen cheating and did not report it, there is the possibility that she could have graduated. Now, however, she has to confront it. That's the difference, right? So if I see cheating at the Naval Academy, I don't have the option of walking away. I do have the option of confronting the person who is cheating and then after that confrontation, making a judgment call that I feel, you know, that this person has either repented or somehow felt that, you know, that there's a possibility of misunderstanding or something of that sort, and then deciding to end it at that point on my personal beliefs, right? So that's the difference between those two, and I think it's actually a very important difference. I can tell you that it's high. Go ahead.
I need you to speculate a little bit on this, and I don't want it to be unfair to her, even though I despise her policy stances.
Right.
And she served the country after that fact, just to point out to everybody. She served after she left the Naval Academy. John, why would she not simply say, because she hasn't, why would she simply not say, well, here's what happened, And this is why I didn't walk for graduation. She hasn't done that.
That's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that. What I will say that is it's highly unlikely that she cheated herself and graduated.
Yep.
Right. That I can almost guarantee you that didn't happen. Right. And again, I'll speculate, but this is pure speculation. You know, I don't want to be guilty of murdering somebody's, you know, reputation. There's the possibility that she didn't confront it. Right. So if you saw that there was cheating or stealing and you didn't confront it, that is a violation of the honor code at the Naval Academy. Right. You have to confront it. And you have to understand the reason for that. Right.
Separate question, John. Why won't she simply say, this is what troubles me about the whole incident. She won't say what happened.
I don't have a good answer for that. You know,
there isn't a good answer. I was thinking, well, maybe there's something I'm missing here, that she's got some NDA as part of being at the Naval Academy. She won't say why she didn't walk in the graduation ceremony.
And
that's disturbing.
There shouldn't be a problem with you saying that there's an NDA, right? If there is a non-disclosure agreement, to Bob's point, or the Naval Academy says, you know, this is a sealed record for whatever reason.
She's not even saying that. So it's obviously not true. She just doesn't want to say what she did to prevent her from graduating with her class. I you put that in context with her lies about her $7 million in stock profits over her congressional term. And you say, man, this is a phony.
Well, and she did wind up going to flight school and graduated from flight school.
Flew helicopters and served the country. You know, great. So, she's just incapable of telling the unvarnished truth when it comes to a difficult question.
Yeah, on that particular topic, I agree. And I will say, you know, at the Naval Academy and at the service academies and in the military in general, we take that kind of thing very, very seriously because sometimes you have to report unpleasant truths. And if you do lie about that, readiness, for instance, would be the one that keeps springing to mind. Then you put your team at jeopardy. You put your ship at jeopardy. And it's not just you. It's the 500 people with you that are going to sink if you're not ready to fight the battle that you're ready to fight. So, you know, that I all I can say about that is I will tell you that we take that kind of integrity very, very seriously. And, you know, Bob's right. I don't know the answer. It's odd that nobody's saying anything about it. I wish her the best in her personal life.
A lot of Navy Academy grads are saying something about it, which is this is disqualifying for her not to answer. For her to not answer why she didn't walk is disqualifying. And to me, as an outsider, as someone who wasn't even in the military, look, if you said, look, I didn't want a rat on somebody, and I paid the price. Fine by me. I did it myself. I'm there. But
that is absolutely a legitimate.
Yep.
By the way, at the Naval Academy, that would be a legitimate thing to say as well. Right. Mm-hmm. I saw this happen. I felt that the person I saw Bob cheat, but I talked to Bob and Bob was repentant and said, yeah, you know, the answers were there on the desk. I didn't even know what it was. I decided. You know, I looked at him and I said, after I looked at him, I said, oh, crap, this is the answer to the test, and it will never happen again. As if I were a midshipman and we had had that conversation, I would probably say, look, Bob, you know how serious this is. I'm going to eat this one. And, you know, between you and I, this is never going to happen again. Right. Mm-hmm. And Bob says, yeah, you're right. I probably would have let that walk in my mind. Right. So, yeah, there are degrees of that, and like I said, I prefer ours to West Point's. But you're right; I think it is a little bit odd that nobody is getting a straight answer about that.
John Perillo, Monday Musings. Thank you, John. Sorry to sidetrack you, but everything we talk about is important. It always is.
Pop on over, like you said, and we'll do this. We should do this live. We could do this for 3 hours.
Thank you, my man.
All right, take care. Have a great day.
Monday Musings. on a Monday with John Perillo.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.